Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there's more than one way to train, eat, and live. I am your host, MC Kim, aka the kind, intelligent man. At least that's what I keep telling myself. Hope you guys are doing well and treating yourself good. And when I mean treating yourself good, I'm talking about working out, I'm talking about eating right, I'm talking about just living your life and just being happy every single day, right? That's as much as we can ask for in life, don't you think? And today I want to talk to you about a little something here today. You know, I've had a lifelong journey of fitness, you know, and not just professionally for the last 10 years, but, you know, having my own personal journey along the way. And maybe it's not like the ones that you would typically see or that you would read about. You know, my story starts off typical like any other successful like weight loss story. You know, I was overweight at one point in my life, and then, you know, I became fit. I was lifting, I was running, I developed a body that I could be proud of, and I was showing off, especially being a big boy my whole life, or up until that point of, you know, I was a big boy. But maybe this is where the story takes just a slightly different spin on things, and you know, I ended up gaining all that weight back, and with a vengeance. I ballooned all the way past 275 pounds, and you know, I'll never forget the day when I went into the doctor's office with my wife. My doctor told my wife, "Do you love your husband?" And she says, "Of course I do." And he says, "Well, if you love your husband, then you need to get him to lose this weight, because he's not going to be around for that much longer." And I'll tell you how old I was at the time. I was 25 years old when my doctor was telling my wife, Mrs. MC Kim, all this stuff. I can laugh about it now, but at the time we weren't laughing. But if I can be real honest with you, that still didn't motivate me to lose the weight. It didn't help me, you know, get to the gym, or it didn't help me to get and didn't help me to hit the pavement any harder or eat any healthier. In fact, I felt like that's helped me spiral down further and further down into the hole. Like, I don't think I could do this. But eventually I had another success story, and I lost all that weight again. I was fitter, I was stronger, I was faster, and I became a lot more knowledgeable. I dived like right into it heavy to try to find this aha moment in me, the reason why I'm doing this in the first place. You know, so this led me to quit my career at the government to become a full-time fitness coach, and another journey started, you know, from owning my own fitness studio, teaching martial arts, to kid camps, to corporate fitness, and now, you know, doing virtual workouts. And this is what I've learned from my own wins, my own failures, and from the failures and successes from the people that I have trained with over the years. And, you know, it's been a wild journey. And it's that fitness comes in different shapes and sizes. That it comes from blood, sweat, and tears in the gym. It can come in a form of a community. It can come in a form of a competitive community like sports. It can be relaxing, and it can be intense. It can cost a few dollars, but it can also save your life too. And we all have different reasons why we start our fitness journey. But for some reason, some of us, we can't keep that motivation. We just don't know where to start, or it's just taking too friggin' long for the results to come in. If this is you, if this sounds like you, then take it from someone who has failed and bounced back, and who has failed and bounced back so many times before, and that has helped people find their true why in their personal fitness. And that is that you can do this. You have the power, you have the ability to achieve anything. And not just in fitness, but in anything that you're willing to put the time and the work into. I want you to ignore that voice in your head that says that you can't do this. I want you to ignore that voice in your head that says, "I don't even want to start because I'm worried I'm going to fail." And instead, I want you to replace it with these next three key steps. These three key steps help bring me back to my center. And that has helped so many other people out there attain what they have always wanted to achieve. And if you follow these next steps, you will not just succeed in your fitness, but actually enjoy the process along the way. There are three keys to success when achieving your ultimate fitness goal, which is number one, you want to set some goals. You may have heard me say that a few times before on this podcast, especially at the end. You need to set those goals. And look, before you scoff at it and be like, oh no, this is another podcast, this is another thing about setting goals, I want you to think about it. If you don't know where you're going, how will you know when you get there? If you have no vision of what 10, 20, 30 pounds off will do for you, then you will never get there. And I'm not talking, oh, I'm going to build more confidence so I can talk to girls. And I'm not talking like, oh, I'm going to look good in clothes. And I'm not talking, oh, you know, I'm going to be healthy. I want to be healthy. I'm talking specifics. I'm talking like, if I lost 20 pounds, I will build the confidence so that I can climb Machu Picchu, that whole 2,100 feet up there. I'm talking, I want to have the confidence enough so that I can complete an obstacle course with my kids, with my family, with my friends on July the 1st, 2023. I'm talking specifically, what is your metric of being healthy? Low blood pressure, low cholesterol, your resting heart rate sub 60 beats per minute. How will you know when you are healthy enough? Don't just dream about, oh, you know, I would look great on the beach. I want you to actually visualize what it's going to do for you and how it's going to feel. And that is a huge difference than just saying, oh, I want to lose 5 pounds. I want to lose 10 pounds. What is that going to do for you? Exactly. And your vision will be so much more clear because of it. Number two, you want to challenge yourself because nobody's going to do it for you. You know yourself best, and there must be something urging inside you to make that change. And this is where we can dream, and we can dream big. Most people shortchange themselves because they can't see themselves doing the impossible. Do you know how many times I've heard, oh, I want to work out hard, but I don't want to look like those men and women cover of magazines. And I call BS to that. Not because that you don't want to look like those people in the magazines, but because you already giving yourself an excuse to not accept the challenge. Do you know that those people in front of the covers of workout magazines, models, bodybuilders, strong men, strong women, they have worked their butts off to get there. They had set that goal. And then they had challenged themselves to do the impossible, to reach for the moon. And by already stopping yourself and saying, well, it's too hard, I don't have the time, I have kids, I'm not good enough, those aren't excuses. Those are roadblocks that you need to overcome. Those are the challenges that you need to accept, which will only make you better. And here's point number three. And I think this is the most important point of all. And this is the one that most often gets overlooked. The difference with the people who succeed and who don't do this one thing better. That this thing that we're doing, that we put our time into, that we put our money into, that we put our effort into, it needs to be fun. And it is the most often overlooked portion of this whole process, right? We're so good. We're so good at making goals. We're so good at challenging ourselves, but we're so bad at like making this fun. We're so focused, like driven, like this is, I need to do this. I need to do this. But then you hate doing it. I mean, you know what? Some people out there, you guys have fun hating it, hating stuff, right? Like, look, I understand that as well. The difference with the people who succeed and who don't do this one thing better. You know, if you think about it, going to the gym and working out for 2 hours is fun for these people. They wake up early in the morning. They go in late at night. They go twice a day, three times a day. And they're not there to mingle. They're there to work out. They're there to push their bodies. Why? Why do they do this? Because they find it fun. People bend in places that you never knew were possible, stretching in these ridiculously hot rooms with other people. Why? Why do they do this? Because it's fun. Punching bags or punching people, getting tackled, throwing balls, lifting heavier than yesterday, surfing out on the beach. Why? Why would anybody want to do this? Is what you would think on the other side. But they do it. They do it because it's fun for them. They do it because it's enjoyable. The fun is what keeps you on track when you fall off. Fun is exercising without even knowing that you're doing it. All right, almost, right? Sometimes we know when we're doing it, right? And we're so good at doing one and two, but we forget about number three, the fun part. You know, this shouldn't feel like a chore. It's a choice. And if you're going to choose to spend your time, your hard-earned money, to drive through traffic, to take space up in your house, you might as well choose to make this all fun for yourself. Why do something that you hate? If your goal is to lose weight, I'm going to tell you right now, you don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to run on a treadmill or be part of any fitness class. You can choose to play pickup basketball. You can go for a ride through the city on your bike, play frisbee with your kids, hit a couple balls. There's more than one way to train, eat, and live. And the best part is, you are in charge of the path that you take. So look, if you have been struggling to get to where you want to be, that goal that you have in your mind, or maybe that number, or that you have tried this thing so many times before and you keep falling off the wheel, or if you're stuck and you just don't know where to start, I want you to take a real hard look at yourself and remember these three key things. You have a goal. You have a challenge. Now, how are you going to make it fun for yourself? How are you going to do this so that you can actually wake up in the morning and look forward to what you're doing? Because that is the real key to success. And that is the longevity. You're playing the long game here when it comes to your fitness. And I want you to play the long game. I want you guys to hit me up. Hit me up on Instagram. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up through email, mckim@remixmyfitness.com. Tell me what your goals are. Tell me what your challenge is. And if you don't know how to make this fun for yourself, okay, this is where I'm going to help you out. I'm going to give you some suggestions. I'm going to help you. And the only thing that you need to do is you just need to ask. So I'm asking you guys, if you need that help, if you need that extra step, hit me up, like I said, on social, on email, mckim@remixmyfitness.com. You don't know where to start, you're not sure what to do, remixmyfitness.com. Look, there is an answer out there for you. You don't need to struggle. You don't need to make this hard for yourself. That's another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And of course, if you did, you know what to do, right? I'm not even bother saying it. So until next time, set some goals, challenge yourself, and don't forget to make this thing fun. That's what's going to make it all worth it for you. I promise you. Try it. I dare you. Peace.